Alright, I always love it when we start off with a fuck up. Maybe the second time will be better. Couldn't be any worse. Alright, there we go. The fuck over there. Fuck over here. Oh, fucking stretch. Yo, you fuckers are lucky. I'd really rather be playing a computer game right now, but instead I'm going to go ahead and record this podcast, because that's how much I love you fuckers. So you're welcome. Do you feel the love? Is the love flowing forth from the Great One? Well, we're going to feel some love today, and I'm going to tell you what. There's some love coming down the pipeline. You can scream and shout with all your might. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, sniffle, piss, moan, look for a motherfucking safe space. This ain't it. Yes, you can shove your opinions up your ass. That way the Trump and Furious cock is something to keep it company. Either you are wrong, or I am right. Don't forget the ever-present, most likely the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. Go fuck yourself. Greetings, friends and enemies. It is I, the Great One himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, and this right here, this is Stating the Obvious Podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect, homes in on and destroys motherfucking status all around the world. I see some material over here, too. What the fuck is this? Boomers! It has boomers written in the notes. Boomers. Okay, boomer. I need to do this today? What is this? Math. Oh, ooh, we got math and we got boomers written in the notes. Always I support parasites. Yeah. Oh, God. All right, let me put this in the pile. So I've been doing some, the Great One's been doing some organizing. Got to refer to myself in the third person, of course. The Great One's been doing some organizing. Now, instead of just a massive pile of shit on the floor, that is material for the podcast. The massive pile of shit has now been subsorted into multiple piles of shit, which are taking up even more space on the floor. One of these days, I'm going to clean this fucking place up. But obviously not anytime soon. I'm still trying to get through the desk in the other room. Then I can come in here in the office and get through this pile. Meanwhile, I'm dealing with computer problems. So long story short, I got three things I'm going to tell you before we get into the material, if I remember to tell you about all three of them. Long story short, so I use external hard drive docks for hard drives. For example, for storing my photography on and for backing up and everything else. And I have two docks, one that's just a single hard drive, and then one that is a RAID array. What is it? A RAID 1, I think, where it puts the same data on both disks. And I started having problems with the hard drives. I'd be trying to copy files, and suddenly the file system would be read-only, or it would give me, read-write errors and all this other shit. And it's happening in Windows and in Linux. And all of a sudden, and so I got all these hard drives, and I'm having all these problems. And I'm like, what the fuck? How are all these hard drives, you know, dying already, because they're not that old? I mean, I got hard drives that have been in the computer that spin all the time. Like the hard drive that is running right now, this thing is like 15 fucking years old. God knows how many fucking hours it has on it. Here I got hard drives with 200 hours of runtime, and they're having input-output errors and shit. So I'm doing the smart testing on them, and the smart testing is fine. So finally, I think I figured out the problem isn't the fucking hard drives, because it's also like, why are all these hard drives starting to have problems at the same fucking time? It's the goddamn docks. So anyhow, I had a spare dock, brand new, in the box for the RAID array. And so I took two sets of RAID disks that I've been having problems with, and I drop them in the new bay. And I just copied a shit ton of files to the one of them under Linux. And in Linux, the things would copy for a few minutes and then crash with all these I.O. errors. And now it's working fine. So it's the fucking, which of course is good, because I'd rather it be the $20 hard drive bay taking a shit, as opposed to the, $70 2 terabyte hard drive filled with pornography that's going to be difficult to replace. Or worse yet, I mean the porn collection. I'm kidding about the porn collection. The porn collection is kept on a different hard drive and computer and everything. But like, you know, having my photography crash, which then I did have a RAID array of my photography that I thought was crashing, and I bought new drives and blah blah blah. And so now maybe there's not even anything wrong with those hard drives either. So that's fucking annoying. Speaking of things that are annoying, you know what annoys the fuck out of me when I go to the grocery store? Is these fucking hippies that they buy all their vegetables and shit, but they can't use the fucking plastic bags. Because it's like they think they're saving the environment or some shit, right? It's like you go into the produce section and you get 3 tomatoes and you put them in a plastic bag. And then you grab, say, 7 potatoes and you put them in a bag. And you get 2 onions and you put them in a bag. And you get 3 avocados and you put them in a bag. And then you get a red pepper, a green pepper, and a yellow pepper, and you put them into a bag. And you go up to the fucking checkout counter, and the girl puts the fucking bag on the fucking scale, and she weighs it, she pushes the things, and then you give her some fucking money. Well, these fucking hippies who won't use the bags, so they go up there with all these loose fucking vegetables floating around, which the girl then has to juggle, because she can't pick up 7 potatoes at one time. Right, because they're all in a bag together, you pick up the bag, you move all 7 potatoes from one place to another in the same motion, and you sit it on the scale, and you weigh it, and you price it, and then you pick up the bag, and in one motion, you move the 7 potatoes from the scale into the fucking bag. No. The hippies and the earth savers and the fucking eco-wackos and the people who have posters of Greta the Gremlin on their wall at home and shit. These people won't put their fucking shit in a bag. So now the girl has to pick up 7 fucking individual potatoes and put them on the scale. And she has to pick up 7 individual potatoes and put them in the fucking reusable shopping bag. And she's got to pick up 3 individual avocados. And she's got to pick up a red pepper, a green pepper, and a yellow pepper. And she's got to pick up 2 individual. And it's like, God damn it, will you hippies? You're not saving the earth by not using this fucking plastic bag. All you're doing is slowing down my fucking progress and making you hate you, making you hate you, God damn it, making me hate you more than I already do, which you might not think is possible, but it is. Speaking of people I hate, do you guys remember I told you the story about the guy at Weyland-Yutani that I called 30 because he was 30 years old? Well, he's 31 now. He's 30. We call him 30. And he's the guy who got fired because he was drunk at work and he was throwing the shit off the back of the truck. You guys remember that story? So I'm working with the Zoomers that I work with. And this is all what I gleaned from overhearing their conversation as they talk to each other. So the Zoomers on a Tuesday night, not in the Sunday, Tuesday, I'm confusing with another one. That's what they did this last Tuesday, is they all went and got drunk. Which is hilarious because, well, we'll get to this later. But here's the thing. Let me just throw this out. If you're in college, okay, and while you're in college and you're taking your classes are in session, if you have time to get drunk all the time, you're going to have a difficult time convincing me that your college classes are very difficult. Because if the shit you're studying and learning is actually difficult and requires study time and effort and all this other stuff, how would you have time to get drunk so fucking much? So this was a weekend. This was either a Friday or a Saturday night. The Zoomers were talking to each other, and they were talking about how 30 was at this party with them, with the woman that he refers to as his future wife, and he got all drunk. He got so drunk that he was blacking out, like passing out. And I'm thinking to myself, man, it's almost as if somebody should write a book about the millennials. Because here we have a 31-year-old millennial who is hanging out with some woman that he claims is his future wife. And what is a 31-year-old, I hesitate to say adult, thus I will say millennial, what is a 31-year-old millennial doing on a Friday or Saturday night? He's hanging out at a house party with little 20, 21, 22-year-old Zoomers. Now, if he was trying to bang one of the 20-year-old girls at this party, that would be different, but that's not what's happening. This is a 31-year-old millennial at a house party with 20, 21, 22-year-old children with his future wife tagging along, and he's getting blackout drunk. Now, if that's not a loser, I don't know what a fucking loser is. You know, and see the thing, like the little kids, the Zoomers, I get it. You're 20, 21, 22 years old. You don't have any life experience. I mean, you don't even really become aware of your existence until you're what? Maybe 12 at the earliest? So, I mean, these are people that have literally, Hitler, been alive and self-aware for like 10 years. I don't expect them to be doing something with their Friday or Saturday night that's useful and constructive. But when you're 31 years old and your Friday / Saturday night still consists of getting drunk at somebody's house and passing out in the corner, you know, it's not that hard to not have sympathy for the millennials being the failures that they are. And that was a nice refresh. Oh, you know what I need to do? I need to do a lot of things. First thing I'm going to do is that. Damn, I should have made some coffee before I started this because it's just about coffee time. Man, I'm also somewhat exhausted. In addition to just wanting to play a computer game, I'm just fairly exhausted because I had a big gig this weekend, and yesterday was, I mean, it wasn't a bad 12-hour day, but it was a 12-hour day, and I had to deal with some stupid people, and that's just the way it is. We had a road crew that was fairly cranky. And we had a bunch of people who didn't fucking show up for work. This was an event where we had a very large crew to come in and do the gig. And I was supposed to have, trying to remember, was it 12? I was supposed to have 12 people on my crew, including myself. So myself and 11 other people. They only scheduled myself and 10 other people. And then so many people didn't show up that they took 4 of my people and reassigned them. So my crew was short 5 people, which pissed off the road crew because they didn't have enough people on the crew to get shit done. So there's a lot of it. And again, you know, it's like, I don't know, maybe they were on their way to Umbrella Corporation to do the job, but maybe the wage gap monster jumped out and got them, you know, because a bunch of them were women. And some of them were not women, but they were men, but still women. It's just like, come on, guys, show up when you're, and get Zoomers and millennials, one and all. Show up when you're supposed to show up. It's a fucking job. Show the fuck up. But we got through it. Nobody killed anybody. There's only a small amount of shit talking. I had people trying to fucking question me, and I'm like, you know what? You need to do what the fuck I tell you before I just rip your head off and shit down your neck. And we got through it, though. It was all good. All right. Now I'm rambling. I'm going to take a drink of water, and then we're going to get started. I like the news. Do you guys like the news? This is the random news pile from various assorted sources. Here we go. DIY dads all over Texas can rejoice this week as the answer to the question, "Don't you think we should call a plumber?" can now be answered with, "The Texas legislature says he's already here." So that was an attempt. Once again, journalist, how about you guys don't attempt humor? Okay? How about you don't try to be funny? See, like, know your limits. Like, for example, our good young friend, TJ Martinell. He's a journalist, very intelligent man, articulate, well-spoken. But see, TJ doesn't try to be funny because he knows journalists, like women, are not funny. Just fucking with you, TJ. By the way, TJ and who is it? I don't know why I can't remember the guy's name. Tim something. TJ and Tim, whoever his last name is that I can't fucking remember because I'm a dumbass, did a podcast I recently listened to where they're talking about male friendship and what construes male friendship and how men become friends with each other and what's important in male and yada, 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 yada. Anyway, it's one of those podcasts that if you're a man, you'll listen to it and you'll be like, yeah, that's all right. There's not like any revelations if you're actually a man. But see, here's the thing. If you're a young man and you can't figure out male friendships, you should probably go listen to this podcast. If you're like me, it's just like, yeah, these things are all pretty self-evident to those of us with more than 10 years of life experience. I mean, one of my good friends, male friends, you know, we bonded over building a barn because we built a barn on his property. So TJ, very smart guy, very perceptive individual, but he did major in journalism and he doesn't try to be funny because journalists are not funny. I don't know who's less funny, journalist or women. And I'd say we could have a competition, but honestly, I don't think I could bear anything where both journalist and women try to be funny and then we determine which one is less funny. That sounds incredibly painful. Possibly the only thing more painful than a journalist trying to be funny or a woman trying to be funny would be a female journalist trying to be funny while she's attempting to park her car between the lines. That is the most painful thing I can currently imagine, and I don't even want to try to imagine anything more painful than that. So let's move on with this piece of stunning journalism. Lawmakers have done away with the Texas State Board of Plumbing Examiners, meaning the industry will soon be without a state regulating agency in charge of licensing and enforcing the state plumbing code. Oh my God, guys. Plumbers are not going to be regulated by the state government of Texas anymore. And here, perhaps you were concerned about the coronavirus. Or maybe you were concerned about global warming. But this is obviously going to be a giant problem. Legislators failed several times to save the agency, which was up for a sunset review, in the kind of legislative debacle that would clog a toilet. Oh my God, stop. You're not clever. You're not funny. It is now up to municipalities to provide regulation. Oh my God, we can't allow municipalities to provide regulation. No, all regulation has to happen at the state level. You can't allow regulation at fucking lower levels of government. We can't have that. In the meantime, Texas has about 58,000 licensed plumbers. We suggest you find one to keep on speed dial before Dad tries to install that hot tub he's always wanted next to the TV. Because you see, the other subtext here, in addition to the fact that everything has to be regulated by the government, see, is that men are incompetent. See, those stupid dads, they think they can do plumbing. Those dads, they're so dumb. They're so stupid. They can't do plumbing. Don't they know they're not women? They're not strong and independent. Because now women could install a hot tub and do it correctly. Because they're strong, they're independent, they're perfect, they're girl boss, they go girl, and of course, they've got their fish bicycles. See, women can be CEOs because women are perfect, but dads are too stupid to install a hot tub. And that's why you need a plumber who is licensed and regulated by the state government to come and do that. Because dads, they're just dumber than fuck. Abbott signs gun bill despite objections. Despite protest from Police Chief Art Avito and several lawmakers, who gives a fuck, Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill into law Friday that will allow people without a handgun license to carry pistols in public, openly or concealed, for a week after a disaster is declared. Quote, we experienced one of the worst disasters in Texas history during Harvey. The world watches as we all came together. This bill wasn't needed then, and it isn't needed now. This will embolden 20,000 plus gang members and will not help law enforcement. Let's hope it isn't signed. Unquote. This is what Police Chief Art Arvito supposedly tweeted. So allowing citizens, now first of all, there's a thing called the Second Amendment, and you can carry your gun, whether government's permitted or not, but we've kind of lost track of that and let go of that because people are sheep. So Art, whoever the fuck he is, says that allowing people to carry guns, to legally carry their guns, after a disaster is going to embolden 20,000 gang members. Now, my first question is, are gang members not carrying guns because it's illegal and gang members obey the law all the time? Secondly, if there's 20,000 gang members, what exactly is the police department doing? I mean, if the gang members are not breaking the law, then what does it matter? But if the gang members are going to carry these guns and do something bad, like, I don't know, maybe they're going to go out now that they've got guns. Maybe next time there's a big disaster, these 20,000 gang members, they're all going to strap guns on their hips. And now that in Texas, it's like this Wild West free-for-all, maybe they're going to go out and do plumbing. Maybe they're going to install hot tubs. So journalists, you see what I did right there? See, that was funny. That was humor. Did you see how I did? Do I need to do it again for you? Okay, so I'll do it again. If you're a journalist, you pay attention. I'll do it a little bit slower. Okay, here we go. Maybe you can learn something from this. Learn something. Oh, see, okay, there. See, I just said that if you're a journalist, maybe you can learn something. You see how that was humor. See, that was funny. See, that was called a non sequitur. That's something that doesn't make sense. See, journalists are not capable of learning. Journalists are NPCs, right? Journalists are people who go around and go, oh, gun bad, gun bad, gun bad. Then they turn around and they go, regulation good, regulation good, regulation good. Dad stupid, dad stupid, dad stupid. See, that's journalist. You guys are not capable of learning anything. You journalists cannot fucking learn any more than a woman can park a car between the lines. So I don't need to go back and do that again in the hopes that any journalist listening to this podcast will learn anything, because you're not going to. I mean, you journalists actually get their information and understanding on climate change from retarded 16-year-old girls. Okay, there's no hope of you learning anything. So anyhow, these 20,000 gang members, they're going to be emboldened. Well, I don't know, maybe law enforcement should do something. I wonder what kind of budget Police Chief Art Arvito, Ace Vito, whatever the fuck his name is, I wonder what kind of budget they have. I mean, all right, hang on, let's just find out. Goddamn fucking technology. Stop it. All right, Googleverse. We'll use the Googleverse because I want to see what the normies would see. As opposed to using... So here's the thing. If you want to see what normies see on the internet, you use Google. If you want to see what intelligent people see on the internet, you use DuckDuckGo. And if you want to see what boomers see on the internet, you use Bing. Art, I have to be able to spell, Ace Vito. He is... Here we go. Okay, Houston. I was assuming it was one of the major cities in Texas. Just didn't know which one. Yeah. Right, so he's in Houston. You got 5,200 police officers. Oh, you're right here. With an annual general fund budget of $825 million. The first Hispanic to lead the Houston Police Department. We got to go straight to his fucking race. Now, race isn't a thing, right? There's no such thing as race. There is such a thing as racism, but there's no such thing as race. So what's this guy accomplished? Well, he's the first Hispanic to suck his way to the top of the Houston Police Department. He has $825 million and 5,200 police officers, and he's scared of the gangs. Okay, Art, so why aren't you doing anything about the fucking gang problem? Because you've just insinuated there's a gang problem. You just said that these 20,000 gang members are going to be emboldened. So what the fuck are you doing? Because I guarantee you the Houston Police Department has tanks and armored cars and snipers and SWAT teams and drones and all this horseshit. Why don't you do something about the gangs? State Representative Dade Phlebian, Republican Beaumont, said he sponsored the legislation so gun owners don't have to leave their firearms behind when evacuating their homes. Quote, I don't want someone to feel like they have to leave their firearms back in an unsecured home for a week or longer, and we all know how looting occurs in storms, unquote. I mean, it makes sense. If you're evacuating, you got guns, you want to take your guns with you, but then if you're carrying your gun, and you don't have permission from the government to carry a gun around, well, now you're a criminal. And here's, of course, the thing, is that people like Art Ace Vito, I'm going to eventually try to maybe figure out how to actually pronounce his name, or at least pronounce it consistently. Art Ace Vito will send one of his 5,200 police officers to put handcuffs on you and put you into a cage because you're carrying a gun without permission from the government. But Arce's Vito doesn't have the fucking necessary ballsack to do anything about 20,000 gang members. Because remember, the power of the police is always going to be used more often against non-criminals than it is against criminals. People who are criminals don't give a shit about getting permission to carry a gun. And so this is a good point. If you're evacuating... So why isn't Art concerned about... So let's say you evacuate Houston or whatever. You evacuate a part of Houston because a storm is coming in. I mean, yeah, absolutely. People are going to go in there and do some looting, you know, because there's these 20,000 gang members running around that Art lacks the testosterone to do anything about. So if you leave all these guns in all these houses, well, now your guns get stolen. And now the gang members, the 20,000 gang members that Art doesn't have the balls to do anything about, now have guns. Once again, in ANCAP dice, you don't need anybody's permission to carry a gun. And the fact that this has to even be a fucking bill that gets signed giving people permission to carry their own property, you know, is pathetic. And it illustrates what fucking cowards and sheep the American people are. I mean, all of these people, Governor Abbott, everybody in the Texas legislature, Art Fag Vito here, they should all be killed. I mean, the people in Texas should just take their guns and just shoot all of these people. That would solve the problem. And then Dad could fucking do his plumbing while he's got a gun strapped to his hip. And the 20,000 gang members will cease being a problem. They really will. Opponents of the bill included State Senator Joan Huffman, a Republican, Houston, right? So once again, vote Republican, yes, but if the Republican you're voting for is a woman, you may as well vote Democrat because it's the same fucking thing, who said she is a firm believer in the Second Amendment, but called the bill, quote, bad public policy, unquote. Quote, it's not solving a problem, it's creating a problem, unquote. Okay, well, what problem did it create? Would you like to allow? And again, the journalist who wrote this, the idiot who wrote this didn't elaborate and provide that information. But once again, it's just a woman. I'm a big believer in the Second Amendment, but, you know, now listen, guys, seriously. I mean, I'm opposed to women being raped, but... No, you either support citizens, you either support human. I kind of hate to use the word citizens because, of course, a citizen is someone who is the property of the government. Either you accept that people own themselves and their property, or you don't. It's really that simple. And Joan clearly does not believe that people own themselves and their property. The bill passed the Texas House on a 91-52 vote and passed the Senate on a 16-15 vote that saw three Republicans side with Democrats against the bill. Once again, I know some of you out there think that voting Republican is the answer, and it is not. Republicans are cucks. This one has a little bit of commentary on it from my left-wing statist mother. So let's read her commentary, then we're going to read the article. My mother's commentary says, such a great Christian promising these young people they might get to die for Trump's glory. So this is about Vice President Pence. So according to my mother, left-wing statist boomer who uses Bing, Pence is, quote, such a great Christian, promising these young people they might get to die for Trump's glory, unquote. Now, this is a woman who had no problem with people dying for Obama's glory, right? When Obama used flying robots to launch missiles that blew up and murdered brown Muslim people at weddings, my mother was totally okay with that because Obama was going to give her free health care, and he's half black and he talk pretty. Vice President Mike Pence told the most diverse graduating class in the history of the U.S. Military Academy. Diversity, there's another problem we have, on Saturday, that the world is, quote, a dangerous place, unquote, and that they should expect to see combat. Quote, some of you will join the fight against radical Islamic terrorists in Afghanistan and Iraq, unquote, he said. Yeah, they will. Because guess what, guys? The purpose of the military... See, there's a lot of confusion about this, especially in this day and age. We're going to pick on Aaron Clary a little bit here, because he's guilty of this. Okay, there's one group of people who is under the impression that the military is a place for social engineering. You know, you send homosexuals there and trannies there and women there, and everybody gets along and you get diversity training and stuff. And then you have another group of people, and Aaron is in this category, who think the military exists as a welfare program, right? If you can't get a job, you join the military. If you want free college, you join the military, right? And it's not either of those things. The military is not a fucking welfare program, and it's not a fucking social engineering program. The purpose of the military, this is one of the things Rush Limbaugh said many years ago. It's one of the things he's right about. He's right about some things. The purpose of the military is to kill people and break things. And part of killing people and breaking things means that you might die. And if you went in the military because you wanted some free college, well, you're a piece of shit. Now, should you go in the military and get the free college and take advantage of the fact that the military has become a social experiment and welfare system? I mean, again, how am I going to say no to that? I mean, if the American taxpayers and the government and the people, you know, if they're willing to do it, it's like if you're a woman, right? And a man wants to take you out and buy you a bunch of food, under the hopes you're going to have sex with him, and you don't have sex with him, but he's still dumb enough to do it, and you do it like week after week after week. If he keeps asking you, hey, do you want to go to dinner? I mean, you'd be kind of stupid not to let the guy buy you dinner, right? I mean, after a while, he would figure out you're not going to fuck him, but if he keeps spending money on you, well, you'd be dumb not to take his money. This is exactly the same thing. But yes, you're in the military. You live in a country where your government has decided to invade Afghanistan because that was such a great fucking idea when the Soviet Union did it. And the sheep in the United States, you know, don't have the balls to, I don't know, overthrow the government or anything, and so we're locked in this perpetual war, and you join the military, yeah, you might fucking go to war. Yeah, Mike Pence said something that's true. Some of you will join the fight against radical Islamic terrorists in Afghanistan and Iraq. Mike Pence made a statement that is 100% true and verifiable. He must be a racist. The picture that accompanies this article quite conveniently shows five West Point graduates celebrating, all of whom are black, two of whom are definitely women, one of whom I am not sure, another one of which I'm not sure, and the fifth one I think is a man, but you can only see a little bit of his face, so I could be wrong about that. Pence congratulated the West Point graduates on behalf of President Donald Trump and told them, quote, "As you accept the mantle of leadership, I promise you your commander-in-chief will always have your back. President Donald Trump is the best friend the men and women of our armed forces will ever have," unquote. Now remember, my mother says up here that Pence promised these people they might get to die for Trump's glory. So remember, we're looking for the part. And remember, see, again, my mother is anti-Christian. When Obama, who claimed to be religious, was blowing up people attending weddings, my mother never said anything about, look at Obama, what a great Christian. He's a Muslim. What a great Muslim blowing up other Muslims while they go to weddings. Right? This is the classic example of what I've been talking about lately. I talked about over and over and over the difference between an actual atheist and an anti-Christian who calls themselves an atheist because they lack either the testosterone / ball sack / spinal column, or simply the self-awareness to know that they're not actually an atheist, they're just anti-Christian. Right? You can be anti-Christian, but just have the fucking self-awareness to know what you are. More than 980 cadets became U.S. Army second lieutenants, otherwise known as butter bars in the military, in the ceremony at West Point's football stadium. Pence noted that Trump has proposed a $750 billion defense budget for 2020 and said the United States, quote, is once again embracing our role as the leader of the free world, unquote. Which, yeah, we should not be embracing a role as the leader of the free world. We should be letting other people fucking lead themselves. That's part of the problem, is that we, the United States, need to stop babysitting and protecting everyone else. But we still haven't got to the part about Trump's glory. So let us continue. Quote, it is a virtual certainty that you will fight on a battlefield for America at some point in your life. You will lead soldiers in combat. It will happen. Some of you may even be called upon to serve in this hemisphere, unquote, Pence said. Okay, still didn't hear anything about Trump's glory. Pence spoke as the U.S. plans to send another 1,500 troops to the Middle East to counter what the Trump administration describes as threats from Iran. Yeah, I'm terrified. You know what? Here's what I'm scared of. I'm dead serious about this. So envision this. And if you're not convinced that we need to have troops in the Middle East, I think this is going to convince you. So imagine down in Houston, Texas, a storm is coming in. And so They have to evacuate people and a disaster is declared. And now suddenly you've got a bunch of Iranian gang members come into Houston with guns on their hips and start installing hot tubs. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, this terrifies the fuck out of me. Can you imagine an Iranian with a gun installing a hot tub without a license to be a plumber from the Texas state government? I mean, how in the fuck are we going to survive? I mean, this is way worse than coronavirus or global warming. I mean, this could easily spell the end of civilization. I am fucking terrified of Iranians. I mean, God, and especially if they try to install hot tubs. We've got to send troops to the Middle East. We've got to do something. Because Iranians, they're constantly, you know, trying to install hot tubs. And now they can do it now that the Texas government isn't going to regulate plumbers anymore. My God. Oh, Jesus. I didn't realize how much of a threat this was until now. I'm beginning to see the light. You know what? I take back everything I've ever said about anarcho-capitalism. Please, please, government, protect me. I am so afraid right now. I've never been this afraid in my life. U.S. plans to send another 1,500 troops to the Middle East to counter what the Trump administration describes as threats from Iran. You know, the Trump administration describes it. I can describe things as all kinds of shit. That doesn't make it true. As threats from Iran, as the longest war in U.S. history churns on in Afghanistan. Really? No shit. And as Washington considers its options amid political upheaval in Venezuela, the administration is also depending more heavily on the military to deter migrants from crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Yeah, well, they're fucking failing on that one. What if we took the effort and the blood and the money we're dumping to Iran and Afghanistan and tried putting that on the fucking border? That would be an actual legitimate use of the American military. But we're not going to fucking do that, are we? We're really concerned about regulating plumbers. But regulating borders? Oh, fuck no. The class was the most diverse in West Point's history. And Pence said he wanted to acknowledge, quote, the historic milestones we're marking today, unquote. So Pence, you know, the vice president of your Trump and Fuhrer, who's going to stop the immigrations and save white people and save Western civilization and all this stuff, is acknowledging the historic milestones of diversity. Okay, see, this is why the Trump and Fuhrer is actually the Kuckenfuhrer. The 2019 cadets, as in the year, not number of cadets, the 2019 cadets included 34 black women and 223 women, none of whom could park cars between the lines. Both all-time highs since the first female cadets graduated in 1980. The Academy graduated its 5,000th woman Saturday. The 110 African-Americans, not Americans, African-Americans, okay, right, see, they're not Americans. Wait a minute, aren't they supposed to be called colored people of color? Did the journalist, who wrote this? Associated Press. Do you guys not get the fucking playbook? They're people of color. They're not African Americans. The 110 colored people who graduated were double the number from 2013. And of course, their skin color is the most important thing about them. That's why we're mentioning it. Pence said the graduates also included the Academy's 1,000th Jewish cadet. Diversity. The focus on what you were born with. You know, I was born a Jew. I was born with a vagina. I was born black. I'm just going to cruise through life on that. I'm going to get attention because of that. Pence did not serve in the military. No, he didn't. And that's why he should shut the fuck up. Just like everybody else who's never actually been in the military but thinks they should have an opinion about the military should all have a nice big old heaping cup of shut the fuck up. Pence did not serve in the military, but noted that his late father served with the Army in the Korean War. Oh, my daddy was in the Army. Oh, God, shut the fuck up. Quote, "And as I stand before you here today at West Point, I can't help but think that First Lieutenant Edward J. Pence, looking down from glory, is finally impressed with his third son. So thank you for the honor," unquote, Pence said. Your dead father is looking down and is finally impressed with you because you're giving a speech at West Point? Okay, if your dead father is impressed with you because you gave a speech at West Point, your dead father is an idiot. Now, I didn't hear anything in there about Trump's glory, but that's okay because my mother's a boomer and she can misinterpret things and exaggerate, and it doesn't really matter because, I mean, she is a boomer and she probably used Bing or something like that. And there it is.